Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Amidst the perpetual gray skies, the world recuperates from the relentless battering of a superstorm. As the thunderous clamor fades, a new menace descends in silence, the silent lightning strikes. They herald a world where electricity dances invisibly, where the atmosphere, charged by unprecedented ionization, begets these stealthy assailants. Once believed to be mere fantastic speculations, these phenomena now devastate remnants of human civilization. Imagine a bolt, an electrical discharge you neither hear nor see, but only feel if it's too late. Its victims, ironically, those who survived the floods discussed in Flooded Futures, The New Atlantis Emerges. The enduring souls who've adapted to an aquatic existence now encounter this insidious threat. In this grim landscape, survivors recount their encounters with the invisible menace. "It was like touching the ghost of a storm," murmurs one, clutching their burnt arm. These incidents highlight our planet's wounded cry. Each strike a reminder that the environment we molded now shapes our end. Experts in atmospheric sciences present a chilling forecast. These events will persist as our climate systems continue to derail. The ionization of the atmosphere, a result of the FOD, has set the stage for a deadly drama. We're witnessing the lightning without the thunder, and without the usual warnings, our responses are tragically inadequate, says one climatologist. Technologies are being born from necessity, devices to detect these electrical anomalies, allowing a narrow margin for safety. Cities once glorious with skyscrapers have rapidly devolved into warrens of shadowy ruins, harboring scavengers who dabble in this newfound electrical alchemy. The article digresses into an anecdote about a group of scavengers who managed to harness these silent discharges, thereby painting a macabre tapestry of ingenuity and desperation. It's a haunting portrait, serving as a beacon of creativity amidst a sea of desolation. "Even as the sky hunts us, we hunt it back," declares the group's grizzled leader, his eyes afire with a mix of challenge and resignation. One cannot help but find an echo of the past, the Ark of the Covenant tales, reimagined in the technological detritus that covers our once vibrant landscapes. Treasure hunters in this drowned and charged world seek out these silent strikes like modern-day ancients pursuing divine fire. The article concludes on a somber note, weaving in evocative imagery of shadowy figures amidst the ruins, their existence a stark testimony to this dark epoch. It makes an impassioned plea, one less of hope than of remembrance, for the silent lightning is a metaphor for all creeping changes unnoticed until they are irreversible. We must notice, we must remember, because in the end, the silence will be the loudest of all, ends the narrative. It serves not as a cautionary tale, but as a disheartening confirmation that our course has been set, and our navigators have long abandoned ship.